I wanted to bring this, unfortunately, to your attention. It's a man that you've become aware of via my program, John Fingleton. Now, John Fingleton was a great man and a great mate of mine for over 30 years. And unfortunately, last night, after a battle against cancer, we lost John. Now, my listeners might remember John Fingleton as the author of a compelling book titled Surviving Maggie. It was a look at John's father's life through his eyes and the impact John's grandmother Maggie had on his own father. I first met John Fingleton when I was an aspiring race caller back in about 1980, but I couldn't crack it for a job, so I went from auctioneering to driving cabs on a Thursday, Friday and Saturday night to get a quid. And John was also at the time driving cabs between other jobs. He was a sports and racing devotee, and never once did he do anything but encourage my dreams and aspirations of becoming a sports and race broadcaster. In the 30 years I knew him, he was a man of his word and a loyal friend. I came to understand through the years I knew him that John was a member of a very distinguished Queensland family. His brother Tony Fingleton won a silver medal as a swimmer at the Commonwealth Games in 1962. He could have been an Olympian because in 1964 he'd qualified for the Olympics, but instead took a scholarship at Harvard University. And Tony Fingleton is now an acclaimed writer and screenwriter in New York. And of course, swimming upstream was Tony's account as a book and later as a movie about his life and his relationship with his late father. John Fingleton's sister, Di Fingleton, now retired, was the chief magistrate of the Queensland and a wonderful magistrate and a wonderful woman. His other brothers, Ron and Harold, are men in the same mould as their brother, John. Hard-working, loyal, decent Australians with a great ability in all the sports they're involved in. John's wife Sylvia was at his side last night, as she's been beside him for longer than I've known John. And my thoughts, condolences and love go to her and his sister and brothers and his extended family and to his son, his daughter-in-law and his much-beloved grandchildren. He simply adored them. He told me recently when I went and saw him that his granddaughter will do something special as an athlete. He wanted me to promise that if she does, that I'm there to call it if she gets to the Olympics. I said I'd do that for him. John had agreed about 18 months ago after he'd published this fantastic book, Surviving Maggie, and he was a beautiful writer. His first and only book was a bestseller. Beautiful writer. He'd agreed to write my biography, and then, unfortunately, of course, he became ill. Given that I trusted him implicitly, and he knew me so well, I knew he'd do a great job. And I said to him, look, when he told me that he didn't have long to go, I said, I'm not going to get anyone else to write that book because no one could do it as well as you. He said to me, mate, there's only one solution. You'll have to write it yourself. Whether that happens is problematic. I loved John Fingleton, and I'll miss him, as will everyone that knew him. We've lost a great Australian. May he rest in peace.